This recording, Greece 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So, she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then, she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine pain so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. It is really difficult to find work in the US as an actress when you have a Greek accent because there are not many roles for a Greek accent, whereas with a Spanish accent there are many, but our accent is close but not that close with a Spanish accent. We talk really, 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 really quickly and then people do not understand us and then we have these aras you can hear and then we don't do the su and the chu sound as you can hear that I'm not doing. So it's really difficult to find to work in any other project than the Fat Greek Wedding number 35, which would be really nice to have. I have many ideas for this project that I would like to put out there, but I don't know if I have enough time. Η Ελλάδα είναι μια πάρα πολύ όμορφη χώρα. Νομίζω όλοι το λένε αυτό για τη χώρα τους βέβαια. Έχει πολύ ζεστό ήλιο, έχει πανέμορφη θάλασσα και έχει αυτό το αίσθημα το ότι είναι εκεί ο ένας για τον άλλον, ειδικά στην επαρχία. Έχουμε τα κουτσομπολιά μας βέβαια, όπως όλοι. Αλλά είναι πολύ ωραία να έχει κλείσει το μαγαζί, αλλά επειδή είσαι πεινασμένος να το ξανανοίξουν για να φας.